How do you prank show? Let's try this again. Orianthi live in studio. Hello, Orianthi.
Hello.
All right.
Am I here?
You're here.
Am I here now? Okay.
So awesome. What you were saying? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's in studio here. She's talking about her new album. It comes out today, Heaven in This Hell. It's the follow-up to her hit debut album, Believe. First single's Frozen. I noticed in that song right there, has a little bit of it, right? Is that off the new album?
That's off the new record. That's not Frozen, though.
That's not Frozen?
Yeah.
But the sound, it was a little like country poppy. Is there a lot of different things on this album?
Yeah, it's kind of, I sort of call this record voodoo rock blues with a bit of country going on.
So good.
Because you've worked with like so many different types of artists. I mean, like you said, Carrie Underwood, Santana, Michael Jackson, of course, Steve Vai, Alice Cooper. You run, you know, Alice Cooper for, you know, so it's like everybody wants to work with you right now, right? Is everyone calling? Is your phone ringing all the
time?
No one
says
like,
no, right?
Hey, let's get Orianthi to work with us because she's awesome.
You know, it's a real honor to get to work with these people. You know, I'm a fan, so I get the best seat in the house, and you know, I learn so much, you know, and they're just really encouraging too. They've been doing it for, you know, all their lives, and this is what I want to do for the rest
you
of my
too.
Life.
I mean, so you started playing guitar at 6 years old, and I know when you start learning guitar, there's the standard songs you have to learn guitar, but it's like, what was the first song that you said, I want to learn this song? And what was that song for you?
I don't know, it was probably something by the Beatles or Elvis, I'm pretty sure. Like maybe Twist and Shout, or maybe Blue Suede Shoes, or something like that.
Yeah, that's what a six-year-old would be drawn to, those kind of songs, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I listened to like Elvis, Roy Orbison, and the Beatles when I was younger. My dad has a great record collection. So there's, you know, from Jimi Hendrix to Elvis. And, you know, I was obsessed with just wanting to learn more.
And at 15, you said, the hell with school. This is not for me. I am a musician and an artist, and I'm just going to quit school and go on tour at 15.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know about being a father.
You've got a 15-year-old.
I know my daughter's 15 years old. She's like, Dad, I'm going to quit school. I'm going to go on the road and play music. She's playing guitar, too. And she's
cool.
And she's singing, and she has her favorites. And she's really developing. I mean, and she does it on her own. There's no like, hey, get up there and practice your guitar. She goes up there, and she'll play, and then, you know, we'll be at a, you know, my friends will come over and they're like, hey, play for us. She'll come down and start playing. And it's just amazing. And I'm so proud of her. But I can't imagine at 15 saying, all right, baby, let's just hang up the school thing and just go out there. I mean, I can't.
Yeah.
And your dad was totally supportive. Everyone was like, great idea, Orianthi.
Did you go with him, though? He's a musician. So did you go with him?
No, I signed my first like, management contract when I was 14. And I started supporting. My first support was Steve Vai when I was 15. And I supported ZZ Top. And then, like, supported a bunch of bands around sort of Adelaide, radio station sector. And then I formed a sort of a cover band and played three nights a week until I was about 20. And then started coming over to LA and playing at the NAMM show.
You look super young now. I don't know how old you are, but you look super young now. So I can't imagine what a 15-year-old Orianthi looked like. I mean, did you look really young? Were people like, what is your story?
Yeah, and I was kind of bummed every time they would announce 15-year-old guitar player, you know, and then, of course, you know, security.
Right. You're like, why do you have to tell people how old I am? I hated that, too.
Yeah.
When I was 14, I wanted people to think I was 17.
I'm a 17-year-old guitar player.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, I couldn't stay and finish off the set. You'd get ordered out, you know, so.
Right. Don't tell people how old I am.
Yeah.
But that was part of the coolness. Like, can you believe this girl that's doing this with this guitar is only 15 years old, right?
You know, I just had so much fun in those days. And, you know, just playing. It was a real learning thing for me, too, because you play in front of all these different audiences and pub audiences where I'm not, you know.
Any bad experience? Anybody like the chicken wire and the beer bottles?
Yeah, my teeth are chipped. My mouth was bruised. Yeah, like drunk people would fall into my mic and pour beer in the fallback. You lose power. You know, that would happen.
God.
Yeah.
So are you used to stuff going wrong, like around
all the time.
You know,
yeah.
Everything down.
Yeah.
All systems down.
Yeah.
She's used to it, Frank.
And then, you know, you lug your own gear. You do, you know, everything. And so I really appreciate it when, you know, my guitar tech, it tunes my guitar and restrings and all that kind of stuff. Because I don't take it for granted because, you know, being
the old days.
Out. And,
you remember the old days.
Totally.
So you brought your guitar with you.
I did.
And are you going to perform a song off your new album?
Yeah, I'm going to try to this early.
Which one? Which one are you going to do?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know that?
You don't want to know.
You're going to surprise me?
Yeah.
Well, this is that old gag, right?
Oh, look at that. No, I don't know. We're throwing off with time because that first break was kind of technically messed up. So should we go ahead and just do that? Go ahead and play it now? Or take it? Okay, let's go ahead and grab that guitar, Orianthi. This is off her new album, Heaven in This Hell. It comes out today. It's the follow-up to her debut album, Believe. Here she is, Orianthi.
I'm a little angel. You only see what you wanna believe. You dress me up with the wings and a halo, but there's burning brimstone underneath. Some sins better left unsaid. Some things just don't confess. But you don't know. You don't know who's gonna kill you. But you don't know. You don't know who's gonna break you down. Might drive you crazy, but trust me, baby, you don't wanna know. But you don't know. You think you're a real good liar, and you think you got one on me. Truth is, I got my own little fire, and pretty soon you're gonna feel the heat. Two wrongs don't make it right, but I'll see pretty good tonight. But you don't know who's gonna kill you. But you don't know who's gonna break you down. Might drive you crazy, but trust me, baby, you don't wanna know. But you don't know. Trust me, baby, you're gonna cry. You're about to get a taste of what your lies don't know. You don't know who's gonna kill you. But you don't know. But you don't know who's gonna break you down. But you don't know. But you don't know who's gonna kill you. But you don't know. But you don't know who's gonna break you down. Might drive you crazy, but trust me, baby, you don't wanna know. But you don't know.
Oh, my God.
Orianthi.
Wow.
From her new album, Heaven in This Hell. It comes out today, the follow-up to her debut, Believe. I have nine
Incredible.
Pairs of tickets to Orianthi's record release party at the Whiskey A Go-Go on March 17th.
I want to go. I want to go.
Everybody wants to go. That's the hottest ticket right now. I got him in my hand.
I got to be there.
It's going to be so much fun. Oh, it's going to have a crazy rock and roll party on the stage. And it's such an amazing venue, too. So much history there.
Exactly.
First show I played with Alice was actually at the Whiskey. So it's just, you know, good energy. Everyone's standing. It's great.
Yeah, we've actually done a show there ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah, and because of the history, and I like the fact that it's history and it's intimate. Like I said, everyone's standing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be great. So, yeah, Orianthi's record release party at the Whiskey A Go-Go, March 17th. Nine pairs of tickets, 1-800-955-KLOS. If you want
You're
to
incredible.
Go. That was insane.
Oh, my God.
See, so it's like right now, it's like
wow.
with beautiful women in doing things like... You got Danica Patrick in NASCAR, who's like, you know, pole position. She finished eighth. She's doing wonderful things in NASCAR. You have Ronda Rousey in UFC, who's like, you know, a beautiful woman who's the first female champion in UFC. And then you have you, who just shreds crazy.
It's
just like
this.
I don't know if the combination. I mean, obviously you're beautiful. I mean, and but to be able to back it up with true talent, it's so great to see that
She's not the whole package, Frank, is what you're trying to say. She's the whole package.
I'm in love with her.
I know
seriously.
You are. I can tell.
How could you not? How do you know her?
Of course.
That was
the world is in love with her. Look at her. And then she starts to play, and you're just like, oh, my God.
Nothing but good thoughts for you and everything with this new album. You come back anytime you want, seriously.
Thank you so much for having me this morning, and
Now you're getting on a plane, right? You got to get on a plane.
Yeah, I'm leaving for Switzerland in a few hours. So
wow.
Yeah, I'm going to pine the mountains out there.
Ugh. Do you have a Twitter or anything people can follow you in Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Twitter all the time and on Facebook. So it's Arianthi, at Arianthi, so O-R-I-A-N-T-H-I. And Facebook, which is my band page on there. Also, arianthimusic.com.
Instagram?
Instagram, yes, actually. So it's at the QOF, the Queen of Fowl.
Oh, QOF, the Queen of Fowl.
The Queen of Fowl.
I love that. I got to follow you on Instagram now, too. Cool.
Thank you so much. Go out and pick up that new album, Heaven in This Hell, Arianthi. We're going to take a break and come right back. We are Heidi and Frank.
Oh, that was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.